I thought tonight I'd like to just consider with you the thought of being like Jesus. You know, the call of every Christian is to be like Jesus. That's why you bear the name Christian, to be like Christ, to be his ambassador. The Apostle Paul stated it that way. Ye are Christ's ambassadors. And we're sent to tell the world, be reconciled to God. But the wonderful thing is that we can be like Jesus. That the world can see what Jesus is like. Jesus said, if you want to know what the Father is like, if you want to know about God, you look at me. Jesus was the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of his person. You look at Jesus and you see God. But for us, we ought to be able to say, if you want to see Jesus, if you want to know what Jesus is like, look at me. You know, the story is told of a missionary who, now I don't know exactly where this took place, but he ended up on an island somewhere, and he thought it was a remote island, and he thought he was the first missionary to bring the gospel to this people. And it turned out after he spoke to them and had lived with them a while, he started telling them about Jesus, and sharing the gospel with them. And after a while, they said to him, you know, that person that you're talking, he was here. He was here a number of years ago. We've heard about him. He was here. And so he's scratching his head a little bit. Now, how could that be? Did Jesus come and visit them? Well, it turned out that he had not been the first missionary, that there was someone else who had come before him, who had lived in such a way before this people. And the stories was passed down about that one who had come, who was just like Jesus. And so I just want us to consider a little bit, and I have my best students right here. Right? And tonight he's still awake. I'll see if I can put you to sleep real quick, all right? But no, you're gonna help me tonight. When you think about Jesus, okay, describe Jesus to me. One thing that you know about Jesus. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, sometimes you say he was kind, right? Forgiving. All right? If we want to be like Jesus, we want to be forgiving. Forgiving. Now, when did Jesus forgive someone?
So many times.
So many times. All right, I just want one time. You want to help him, babe?
When he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
Yes, here he is. Here they are pounding nails into his hands and his feet, lifting him up on the cross. And what does he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They had beat him. They had put a crown of thorns on his head. They had stripped him of his garments, humiliated him. And what does he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Do we want to be like Jesus? And we need to learn to forgive. People do things to us. People say things about us. People maybe do terrible things. And the natural man says, I'm not going to forgive them. I am not going to forgive them. And what does Jesus say? Forgive them. Forgive them. You know, one of the songs that we sing, one of our hymns, the picture there is that Jesus is now in heaven. And what is he saying? When God looks down at each one of us and sees our sin and our failings and our shortcomings, what does he say? Father, forgive them. Here are my wounds that I bore for them. Forgive them. And so if we want to be like Jesus, that was great, Andrew, we need to be
forgiven.
Do you forgive your brother? I heard that, I'm not going to say what I saw the other day. But sometimes in families, right? Oh, Yes, I'm not going to forgive her. You never say that, right? Not really. But it's a very serious thing, beloved. We don't know the power. We don't really know, I don't think, the power there is in forgiveness. And when we don't forgive, the awful bondage that that can bring a person into. Forgiveness releases something in me. When I forgive someone, it releases something that's binding me. And in that other person as well. So forgive. All right, what's another characteristic of Jesus?
Loving.
Oh, Jesus was loving. And can you tell me when Jesus was loving?
When the disciples didn't want the children to come and Jesus told the children to come.
Yes. Isn't that a beautiful story? Oh, Jesus is too busy. Mom, don't bring the child. Jesus, you know, Jesus is an important man. You have an appointment? No, Jesus said, no, suffer the little children to come to me. Forbid them not, for as such is the kingdom of God. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes they'll tell you, people can tell if we're loving or not how we treat our pets. What do you think about that? I kick that dog sometimes. Yeah. We've got a beagle now. I never had pets growing up. I mean, I had turtle. And turtle and fish. You know, we had those guppies. They have guppies. And they have live young. Well, anyway, that's not really important. But the way we treat our children and the way you treat someone else's children, it speaks a lot about us. You know, we want to love. And Jesus showed us that the children were so important to him. And he took them up in his arms and he blessed them. The children flock to him. And I wonder when children see us, they want to run away? or are they just attracted to something? And it's not necessarily our personality. You understand that? God can make us loving. God fills us with his love. Jesus' love flows through us, and it's attractive. It's attractive. It draws people. Do people know that you love them? I remember hearing an account of a Sunday school teacher. And he had a rough class of boys. And he wondered if he ever got through to them. You know, really got through and got the message. He endeavored to teach them the Bible, but he endeavored to love them. Years later, he ran into one of his students. And they said to him, you know, he said, I don't remember really anything you taught me. I don't remember anything you taught me, but I remember that you loved me. I don't remember anything you said, but I remember that you loved me. And people will remember if you love them. They'll know we are Christians by our love. All right. So Jesus was forgiving. Jesus was loving. Jesus was
caring.
Okay, I have another word. I have a word, compassion. Compassion. And what does that word mean, compassion? Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus, when he saw the people, it says, he saw them as sheep without a shepherd, and it says he was moved with compassion. Okay? So, someone help me with that word. What do you think? Compassion. I think it has to do something with how we feel towards them, right? Somehow we enter into what they are experiencing. And maybe I'm mixing that with sympathy and empathy, and you know, with the thought there is that he felt something for them. You know, he wasn't moved by duty. You know, duty has its place. I do it, Jeffrey, because I'm supposed to do it, right? You do things like that? Yeah, I mean, we do. That's good. It's good to do it. Like, I mean, there's a sense of duty. Mom said to do it, you know? I was telling Valerie was sitting at our table, and so I asked her if she wanted vegetables. So she said, do I have to? And I said, well, what would Mommy and Daddy want you to do? And she looked over and said, well, they're not talking to me right now. Meaning, like, they're not telling me what to do. Right, so I said, okay, no vegetables. You don't have to have any vegetables today. But then I saw today, Sarah came over and said, eat your lettuce. she wasn't going to let it go 2 days. Now, I don't know why I told you that story now. What were they saying?
Duty.
Oh, duty, right. So duty. So she knew, Valerie knew that her mother and father would want to eat those vegetables. And we do things because we're supposed to do them. That's right. But isn't it better when somehow we're moved within to do things for others? And there are people like that in our lives, right? You know people like that. Who just, you know that they care about you. They care about you. If you go into the palace, you know where we eat our meals? And you come up the stairs, and you open that door, there's a painting on the wall, right in front of you. And there's a little plaque underneath. You know what that plaque says? I'm not going to tell you. You should go read it. No. It says this. It says to Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline. And it says underneath it, they cared for my soul. They cared for my soul. And then just someone's initials. I don't know who painted that painting. I don't know who gave that to them. But that person knew that the gardeners, who were the camp directors, cared for their soul. Do people know that you care about them? If we want to be like Jesus, we need to be compassionate, caring people. Just one more thought. If I want to be like Jesus, I need to learn to sacrifice. Jesus said, I lay down my life. In more ways than one, he did that. It was not only about going to the cross. Yes, that was the ultimate sacrifice that he made for us. But I believe that every day Jesus laid down his life for the people that he ministered to, the people that he walked among. I wonder how many hours Jesus slept a night. You think he got many hours sleep? I don't think so. It tells us very early in the morning, where was he? He was praying. He was on the mountain praying to his Father. And then he went down, and then the people were thronging him, and they wanted to teach him to teach them. And he was willing to sacrifice his time. You know, I sometimes feel a little guilty because people will come and maybe come to the church, and they may be, you know, I don't use the word down and out, but they've come on hard times, and instead of, you know, maybe trying to really enter into their need and trying to work through that with them, we give them a few dollars and we say, you know, God bless you. Right? And that's the easy way, right? It's sometimes easy just to take out my wallet, say, here, you know, God bless you, brother. And yet maybe God is wanting me to enter into that person's need and sacrifice my time. We read a story last night, I know that not all of you were here, about a young man who was heir to the Borden fortune. And it said, and this was in 1905, he was a millionaire when he graduated high school. They had given him that already. But you know what? God touched his heart, and he would be found seeking out those that were down and out, the ones that were homeless. He started a mission in one of the worst parts of, I forget, the city where that school was?
New Haven.
Was it New Haven? Yeah. And so he poured out his life. He sacrificed his time. He gave of himself. So if we want to be like Jesus, we need to be willing to sacrifice. And so let's just go over that again. First one, Andrew, was what?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Loving.
Loving.
Compassionate.
Compassionate, caring, compassionate, and sacrificing. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And you know, we may not be called to die, you know, physically for Jesus. Maybe someday we will. But I believe that he asks us to die every day, to sacrifice what we want, what pleases us, so that others could be blessed. And maybe it's just within our own family. You know, as parents, we do a lot for our children, don't we? Don't we? But God wants that to spill over and to spill out to others so that others could come to know Jesus. You know, it's been said the world, the society we live in today, they're not going to be won by our fancy sermons or our good doctrine. You know, we live in a neighborhood now where we have our church in a neighborhood that's changed dramatically over the last 10 years. And you find that some people don't even want to come into a church. You know, years ago in America, I mean, that's the thing you did on Sunday. You went to church. Now, Sunday is just another day for many Americans. We've lost that Christian heritage as a nation. And so the way we present the gospel, you know, they're not waiting to be told, you know, you need to go to church. That's not going to win them. Someone has said they need to see that we are a body, a community of people that really love one another. That's what will attract them. Isn't that what Jesus said? We quoted it already. They'll know you're my disciples because you love one another. And so they want reality. You see, they want to know that we care, that you care. They don't need to be preached at. They need to see that it's real. They need to see how we live day by day, consistently, before them. And so do you want to be like Jesus? Of course you do. Of course we do. But this is what Jesus was like. There's a song that we have in our hymn books, a beautiful prayer, and we're going to sing it together. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Open up to it. It's 325 in our hymn book. And we can just look at those words. David, read the first verse for us.
Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own age deep on my heart.
Verse 2, Andrew, one of just the verse, you're not doing the chorus.
Oh, to be like thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find.
Even the new verse, 3. Okay.
Oh, to be like thee, lowly in spirit, holy and harmless, patient and brave and meekly and endure reproaches, willing to suffer others' disease.
You willing for that? Alright. What's that verse for?
What would you be like to be learned by a human? Would you see the unity divine power of God and the orphans and the shall be?
All shall be. Alright, Jeff, the last one.
Hope to be like thee while I'm pleading. Pour out thy spirit, fill with thy will. Make me a temple, meet for thy dwelling, fit me for life and heaven above.
Hallelujah. When I was a camper, well, maybe not. Maybe when I was a counselor. Brother Bob Collis was the director of the camp. It was after Brother Gordon had gone to be with the Lord in heaven. Brother Collis was the director. And one Sunday morning, in our Sunday morning meeting where we're all gathered together, he challenged everyone in that meeting. He said, I want you to go home from camp, and every day I want you to sing, Oh, to be like thee. Every day, sing, Oh, to be like thee. And you know, I did that. I took that admonition. And you know what? As I began to sing that, I began to see how much I wasn't like Jesus. Doesn't that happen? God shows us how much we need Him. But as I continued in that, I not only memorized it, after a while I knew all the verses, but I saw that God was working in me and making me more like Jesus. It was the express desire, it became the express desire of my heart. You understand that? And that we're in danger of just singing songs. We can sing songs, right? But is it our desire? Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. And this is for all of us. I tried to engage the children tonight because I want to encourage you. Oh, to be like Jesus. But it's for all of us. We all need it. Don't we? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right, so let's sing this together and make this our prayer. I have no pianist. All right, we're just going to lend our voices.
Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I forfeit thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like thee, lowly in spirit, holy and harmless, patient and brave, meekly enduring, cruel reproaches, willing to suffer, others to save. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like thee, Lord, I am coming now to receive the anointing divine. All that I am and have, I am bringing, Lord, from this moment all shall be thine. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like thee, while I am pleading, pour out thy spirit, fill with thy love. Make me a temple, meet for thy dwelling, fit me for life and heaven above. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Eric, would you pray with us, please?
Wonderful Lord, we thank you for reminding us that we need to exercise our faith like children. That, Lord, we sometimes make our faith so complicated that, like children, we just need to come to you, Lord, putting aside the cares and burdens of this world in purity and simplicity. To just draw into your bosom, listen to your word, and rest under thy wing. Lord, you just know that there are so many needs, spoken and unspoken. And we lift up to you, Lord, that need your touch.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, with simplicity and purity, let us go forward, stamped with your image in our hearts, and on our lives, that, Lord, we may carry forward your grace and your compassion and your love to others that need to hear the gospel.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
This world is getting darker, Lord. This world is shrinking for the Christian church. But there are souls to be won.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we can go forward in your name and not have a spirit of defeat.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Lord, Jesus, we just pray that as we go forward, we raise your banner high,
yes,
with pride and with joy and the surety of heaven. And we remember those that have needs in their bodies.
Oh God, yes, Lord, come to her tonight. Lord, come to her, my Jesus.
We thank you,
come
Lord, for this dear servant who has blessed and prayed for so many years, Lord. We just pray that you'll pour your spirit upon her tonight and the entire family. And there are others, Lord, in our hearts and our minds that need the same touch. And so, Lord, let us bear fruit, and let us reach out to them, encourage them, call them, pray for them, send a card, visit them.
Yes, Lord.
And let us think of anyone else in our lives that we can touch in your name, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that we have this gathering tonight. We'll be blessed tomorrow in the meetings. We pray for the meetings tomorrow, Lord, especially for the children.
Yes, Lord.
For the boys, Lord.
Yes,
lifted by your spirit in song and in word and in their presentation tomorrow, Lord, may all those in their hearing be blessed by you and our Pastor Phil and our Brother George. Thank you for them. Thank you for this ministry. And just so we look tomorrow, Lord, to be blessed in the meetings and throughout the coming week. We just lift up the staff to you and their dedication and their hard work. Bless them as well.
Yes,
Lord.
And so, Lord, we just pray for peace tonight in our hearts and our minds and our souls and our bodies.
Yes,
we thank you, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior and our friend.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now, is it raining or we're still good? It's nice out, right? The fire is blazing on the beach. So, make your way down there. You might want to just grab a little, jacket. It's optional. You don't have to join us, but we'd love to have you come down to the beach and just have a little snack and enjoy the fire and the stillness of the night. So the Lord bless you.
Amen.